The epistle appointed for this, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one through the Spirit is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith in the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing in the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the distinguishing of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, who allots to everyone according as he will. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable also to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In this morning's epistle, St. Paul is pointing out the various gifts that the Holy Ghost grants upon us. He's reminding his listeners that freshly converted from paganism to Christianity, that those who have these gifts must not be puffed up with pride, thinking that because they can do these things, they're somewhat better than somebody else. They have to always be reminded, as St. Paul tries to remind them, it's all the same Spirit, but working out the different gifts. It's kind of like today with our talents and our vocations, the various things that we can do. These two are all gifts of the Holy Ghost. And so we try to perfect these works to the best of our ability. We don't want to be like in the parable of the talents, where the last one received his talent, he buried it in the earth and then waited for his Lord. More or less, he's saying, well, this is the way God made me, so this is the way I am. And of course, our Lord accused him quickly, thou wicked servant. We must always try to improve ourselves. We must always try to perfect ourselves. And the thing in the knowledge and learning that we have in school, our jobs, or whatever we're good at, we should try to perfect it. As we always say, we're trying to do our daily duty. That's part of it. So we try to perfect it to the best of our ability. And then at the end of the week, when we come to church, we again have to be very careful that we don't think that because we're doing these good things that we try to justify ourselves by thinking again we're cut above our fellow men. Here our Lord reminds us of these two men going up to the temple to pray. How one boasted that he did this and did that, and I fasted and I gave tithes and I did all this wonderful stuff. Look how important I am. But our Lord took notice of the one in the back of the church, who knew he was a sinner, who knew that he had sinned, and is asking God for mercy. That's why our Lord said he will go home to his house more justified than the other, because he humbled himself. Didn't the prodigal son, didn't he do the same thing? Puffed up with a little pride, wanted to his father's inheritance, takes all of the money and goods and runs off, and then spends it, squanders it all over for everything under the sun. And he spent so much that he ran out of money and became so desperate, he started eating the swill that the animals were given. But see how our Lord's acting here, trying to get our attention. When will you get it through your thick head? Only in your Father's house will you have the abundance that you want and you need. So he had to come to the conclusion that I messed up. Who do I think I am? Now what am I supposed to do? Do I really expect my Father to take me back into his house after what I have done? But he humbles himself, heads back to his Father's house, and we all know what the Father did. That's his reaction to us when we humble ourselves, when we admit that we've done something wrong. And once we admit that we did something wrong, we try to correct it, not bury it, not try to change the story, not try to lighten it up a bit. We try to correct it. I did this, I have to correct it, no matter how much it hurts, and no matter what the cost. So therefore, when we think of these things, let us always be conscientious of what we are and what we are about. Again, we're here for one reason only, to know, love, and serve the good Lord, and be happy with him for all eternity. And outside that service, nothing else matters. That's what he wants us to do. But like all gifts, he gives the greatest gift of all, free will. And God never goes against this. If you want God, you have to do the things that God wants you to do. If you want the world, then you do what the world wants you to do. But in the end, which is really going to give you that true peace of heart? Which reward would you rather have? Everything that the world contains and have no part with God? Or despise everything the world has and have everything with God? Sometimes we lose sight. We get caught up in our daily work and dealings. We have to remember everything we do must be done for the love of God, most important. Otherwise, our work is worthless. So every day we try to do our best, no matter what. Never giving in, never giving up. Don't let human weakness discourage you. Yes, we have to fight against ourselves. That is true. We have to fight against our predominant faults. That is true. But let us never get discouraged. We must fight this as this is the good fight. Always trying to stay on track, staying in the state of grace, keeping ourselves in sanctifying grace, and praying to God every day for the graces we stand most in need of. And lastly, but always be grateful and thank him. Thank him for the graces. Thank him for the conversions. Thank him for everything. Be grateful. The more gratitude we show to the good Lord, along with our humility, the more he's going to listen to us. He's going to answer our prayers and help us in ways sometimes we don't even see, we don't even realize that he's doing it. Some days you might wake up and you're going to have a hard day, things are not going to go well, and you've already got this figured out in your mind. And at the end of the day, you look back and say, hey, that wasn't so bad at all. What happened? What happened? Persevere in prayer, because if we stop praying, the devil wins half the battle. We don't want him to win any battle. Always try to persevere in your prayers, no matter what. It's so important, especially in these days and times. May God bless you. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.